That's right. WGN Steve Dale here. Yeah. On a Sunday afternoon. How are you today? I hope you're doing well. Boy, what a conversation that was. I hope you learned a little bit regarding vaccines. Dr. Richard Novak, principal investigator for Moderna. He usually doesn't do these kinds of things. And I'll tell you, when I said on the radio for the first time, I was on with Anna DeFlantis, and I said, you know, I'm in the trial. And at least a couple of calls, Pete, the amazing Pete Zimmerman producer, told me he got a couple of phone calls that Steve Dale is wonderful. He's been wonderful for animals all these years. It's too bad he's going. It's like they were giving my obituary. No, I'm not ready to go anywhere, friends. And things are okay with me. Now, I don't know. 50-50 shot. Did I get the real thing? Did I get the placebo? I don't know. I won't know for a while. I do know this, 237 on WGN. And as you're driving up and down the streets in Chicago and some of the suburbs, you see, I call them igloos. I think other people do, too. I'm not sure what you really call these, but that's kind of what they look like. And that's what restaurants are doing to stay alive. One of those restaurants, Trattoria Gianni on North Halsted in Chicago. Gianni DeLisi, the longtime owner of that restaurant. How are you today, Johnny?
Hey, very well. Thank you. Happy Sunday.
How are you? Beautiful Sunday. Yes. Well, kind of. It's a little cloudy out there. Now, your little igloos, you have two out there. I know you've ordered more, but you have two. And they have Christmas lights. It looks so festive at night. And night now in Chicago begins at, what, 4 o'clock? So, I mean, it looks really, really festive. And you have a heater inside these. So it's comfortable to dine. Do people feel safe that they want to do this? I hear some restaurants are actually overwhelmed with reservations. I suppose you'd like to be. I don't know if that's the case or not. So tell me about Trattoria Gianni. Do you have to reserve these? How does that work?
Well, as we have seen, we had a beautiful tent as well that we've been keeping, but we're noticing that people are liking the igloos better because those are individuals, so a couple can sit there or the whole family. So it could be like from 2 to 4 or 6 people. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about this igloo is that there's a little windows that you can keep open for fresh air. So we're putting a heater inside there, and actually it's very, very comfortable, very safe. But right. We're getting a lot of calls, and people can reserve them. So we are trying to make a little limit for like an hour and a half for 2 people, up to 4. And because we need another 10-15 minutes after that to sanitize and clean everything to let the hair come in fresh again to open the whole igloo. But they are very, very safe and very warm.
Yes. So that's important for sure. Now, some restaurants are saying, okay, you can use these igloos, but they're in demand, so you have to spend $5 million or whatever, maybe not that much, but you have to buy a bottle of wine. I've some restaurants say, or you have to spend a certain amount of money on dinner. Do you have any qualifications for using these aside from the fact that you need a reservation?
Yes. Well, we're going to implement. Actually, we're trying to encourage people to get a bottle of wine. So like this, they could spend $65 a person. Actually, it's not a lot.
No,
but it would help with the bottles of wine, but the demand is so much that we have to be very careful taking the reservation. So everyone who will call, we're trying to limit it to have like between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, so those they can leave at 7:30, and others can make a reservation like at 7:45, for instance, to try to accommodate everyone. Hopefully that, you know, will work better like this, that people will know exactly, yes, that they have their reservation. And now, it's been sanitized afterwards, you know.
Now, are people being responsible? Do too many people make reservations and then just not show up? Or mostly that does not happen?
Mostly that does not happen. Those that they are, you know, requesting or they have a special request and that, they do show up. So this, we have not found any problem, actually, with that.
Good, good, good. So tell me a little about Trattoria Gianni. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm doing this interview, and by the way, next week and the week after, as long as I need to, I want to find a way to promote restaurants and small businesses in Chicago. I think it's important. So tell me a little bit about your restaurant.
Very, very important. Very important. We need the support from our local people. Support in both ways, to carry out or to order through DoorDash, Uber Eats. That's the only way that we can stay alive and survive and keep employees on. I mean, we have people working for us for over 25 years.
Yeah.
And I can't let those people go. No. So we will remain open and do the best that we can. But like supporting is most important from the customers, and we are getting that. So we've been here for 32 years. Our anniversary is next year, for 33, actually.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We've seen so many changes. So what we're trying to do is keep everyone safe, safety for employees, keep the place sanitized and clean. We have all kinds of sanitizing stations in the front, on the side, everywhere.
Johnny,
we're very concerned.
Johnny, tell me a little about the restaurant.
The restaurant, Trattoria Gianni. Yes, with Trattoria Gianni, it's a family-owned restaurant. We have homemade pastas that we do and things. We come early in the morning. We make many, many, many items here, like our famous tiramisu, recipes from generation. It's a family-owned.
Yeah, your accent doesn't sound Alabama. So it's
no, it does not.
you're Southern Italy.
Yes, from Sicily. Actually, I'm Southern from Sicily, and then I have my wife. She's from Padua near Venice, actually. So we have two different accents there. Yeah.
If you can order one thing at Trattoria Gianni, what would it be?
If I would order one thing at Trattoria Gianni, I would order the homemade tortellini.
Okay, very good.
And a tiramisu.
And the tiramisu. Well, you can't go wrong with tiramisu. Where are you located at?
1711 North Halsted in Chicago, right in Lincoln Park.
And how do people make reservations?
They make a reservation calling through us, or they can go to Open Table.
Okay, perfect. You're right across from the Steppenwolf Theater, and normally I'm sure you get a lot of theater traffic. That's not happening at the moment. And as I say,
no.
I want to do this every week to support local restaurants, and you just happen to be where I start, Johnny. Thank you very much for hanging in there, not only for all of us who enjoy good food, but all of your employees as well. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thank you. I've been going to that restaurant for a very long time in Chicago.